can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
This one's a really good one today. I'm like really excited about this one because it's more of a celebration with Raider Nation. You know, 2020's been a hell of a year for everybody. I think everyone's looking forward to the end of it, even though football season just started. So we don't want to go too fast. But I think everyone's looking towards like New Year's Day and saying, okay, good, we got past 2020 on to 2021. Well, that's what I'm saying when it comes to the Hall of Fame. We've already heard the great news about, Coach Flores, who's going to be in the booth, by the way, on a Monday night with Lincoln Kennedy and Brent Musburger. That's going to be great to hear. We already know he's going to be in the Hall of Fame this year. He's going to get put in. And then today the news came out about the 135 nominees that are, up for the Hall of Fame this year. And most importantly, obviously all 135 ain't getting in, but there's 14 first-year eligibles, in my opinion, led by one, Charles Woodson. So this is possibly going to be a 2021 class, and I think it's not even possibly. I think it's just going to happen where you see C. Wood and Coach Tom Flores both go into the Hall of Fame at the same time. It will be a really, really good day for Raider Nation.
Absolutely. Good call, man. I knew you were going to go there with this one. I did, because I was watching NFL Network this morning at home, and they were doing some getting ready for the announcements, and they were interviewing Drew Pearson and some of the other guys, including Coach Flores. And so, yeah, it'll be great to see the Raiders that have been so underrepresented in recent classes, really, to go in. And there's still guys that need to go in.
Absolutely.
Clearly, we talk about them all the time, including Cliff Branch and others.
Right.
But at the same time, yeah, you're right. And Charles Woodson, a no doubter. I mean, hearing some of those guys that are voters talk about it, it's like, yeah, he's one of those guys where you stand up and you say his name and everybody goes, yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's no doubt. Again, he's one of those guys that you knew was going to get into the Hall of Fame the minute he wanted to. The minute he walked off the field, you're like, well, you might as well start fitting him for his gold jacket now.
That's right.
So, and he represents, and look, I know he had a great run with the Packers as well, but he represents the Raiders in a great way. And when the Hall of Fame put out their tweet, Charles Woodson was in the silver and black. He had the Raider helmet on, the Raider jersey. So,
yeah,
it's all good.
And there's no doubt in my mind he's going in as a Raider, of course.
Right.
And, of course, he had a Super Bowl win with the Packers, and that's great for him individually.
And he'll show that respect to the Packers because he always does.
He always does. He's one of those guys who's played for two storied franchises, and both fan bases love him, and both fan bases always feel respected. And that's because Charles Woodson's just a classy guy. I mean, there's no other way to put it. He just does everything the right way, and he wears ascots, which I also share with him, and I love that he's got some style.
All right, well, all right.
You don't rock one? You don't have one?
I gotta
send you
lost me
one?
On the ascots,
I gotta,
but it's okay.
Wait a minute, I got to send you one? I'm sending
no,
you
no,
one.
No, I'm not going to wear that.
Oh, you'll wear it. Come on, man.
I'm a Nike guy. Unless it's a Nike dry fit, I'm not wearing it.
A dry fit ascot. That would be kind of cool, man. I think we just stumbled onto a new Silver and Black Today swag line.
There you go.
We'll call it the Q-cot.
Careful there, brother. Especially after your Shaq conversation you've been having. Oh, be careful with what you say.
I have no recollection of that. All right.